following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 3, The Status Quo. Chapter 8, Manifestation of Brahma from Garbhadakshayi Vishnu. Text 1. Maitreya Uvacha. Satsevaniyo bhatta puruvamso La loka palo bhagavat pradhana. Babu vite hajita kirtimalam pade pade nutana yasi abhikshanam. Synonyms. Maitreya Vacha. Sri Maitreya said, Sat Sevaniya, worthy to serve the pure devotees. Bhatta, oh, certainly. Puru Vamsa, the descendants of King Puru. Yet, because Lokapala, the kings are Bhagavat Pradhana, chiefly devoted to the personality of Godhead. Babuvita, you are also born. Iha, in this. Ajita, the Lord who is unconquerable. Kirti Malam, chain of transcendental activities. Pade Pade, step by step. Nutanasi Yasi, becoming newer and newer. Abhikshanam, always. Translation. The great sage Maitreya Muni said to Vidura, the royal dynasty of King Puru is worthy to serve the pure devotees because all the descendants of that family are devoted to the personality of Godhead. You are also born in that family, and it is wonderful because of your attempt to the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are becoming newer and newer at every moment. Purport. The great sage Maitreya thanked Vidura and praised him by reference to his family glories. The Puru dynasty was full of devotees of the personality of Godhead and was therefore glorious, because they were not attached to impersonal Brahman or to the localized Paramatma, but were directly attached to Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, they were worthy to render service to the Lord and his pure devotees. Because Vidura was one of the descendants of that family, naturally he engaged in spreading wide the ever-new glories of the Lord. Maitreya felt happy to have such glorious company as Vidura. He considered the company of Vidura most desirable because such association can accelerate one's dormant propensities for devotional service. Text 2. Soham ninam kshula shakhaya dukam mahadgatanam viramayatasya pravartaye bhagavatam puranam yad eha shakshad bhagavan rishibhya. Synonyms. Sa, that, aham, I, ninam, of the human being, kshula, very little, shukaya, for happiness, dukam, distress, mahat, great, gatanam, entered into, viramaya, for mitigation, tasya, his, pravartaye, in the beginning, bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, puranam, Vedic supplement, yet which aha said sakshat directly, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, rishibhya, unto the sages. Translation. Now, let me now begin speaking on the Bhagavat Purana, which was directly spoken to the great sages by the personality of Godhead for the benefit of those who are entangled in extreme miseries for the sake of very little pleasure. Purport. The sage Maitreya proposed to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam because it was especially compiled and traditionally comes down in the disciplic succession for the solution of all the problems of human society. Only one who is fortunate can have the opportunity to hear Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of pure devotees of the Lord. Under the spell of material energy, the living entities are entrapped in the bondage of many difficulties simply for the sake of a little bit of material happiness. They engage in fruitive activities, not knowing the implications. Under the false impression that the body is the self, the living entity foolishly relates so many false attachments. They think that they can engage with materialistic paraphernalia forever. This gross misconception of life is so strong that a person suffers continually, life after life, under the external energy of the Lord. If one comes in contact with the book Bhagavatam as well as with the devotee Bhagavat, who knows what the Bhagavatam is, then such a fortunate man gets out of the material entanglement. Therefore, Sri Maitreya Muni, out of compassion for the suffering men in the world, proposes to speak on the Srimad Bhagavatam first and last. Text 3. Asinam Arvyam Bhagavatam Adyam Shankarsanam Devam Akunta Sattvam Vivit Savas Tattvam Ataparashya Kumara Mukya Muniya Vaprichan. Synonyms. Asinam, seated, Urvyam, in the bottom of the universe, Bhagavatam, unto the Lord, Adyam, the original, Shankarshanam, Shankarshan, Devam, the personality of Godhead, Akunta Sattvam, undeterred knowledge, Vivitsava, being inquisitive to know, Tattvam Atta, truth, like this, Parashya, regarding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kumara, the boy saint, Mukya, headed by Munaya, great sages, Anvaprichan, inquired like this. Translation. Some time ago, being inquisitive to know, Sanat Kumar, the chief of the boy saints, accompanied by other great sages, inquired exactly like you about the truths regarding Vasudev the Supreme from Lord Shankarshan, who is seated at the bottom of the universe. Purport. This is in clarification of the statement that the Lord spoke directly on the Srimad Bhagavatam. When and unto whom the Bhagavatam was spoken is explained herewith. Questions similar to those put forward by Vidura were asked by great sages like Sanat Kumar and Lord Shankarshan, the plenary expansion of the Supreme Lord Vasudev, answered them. Text 4. Shram eva dishtyam bahu mana yantam yad vasudeva bidam anmananti pratyag Drikshambuja Koshami Shad Ilmina Yantam Vibhudo Dayaya. Synonym. Swam, himself, Eva, thus, Dishnyam, situated, Bahu, great, Mahayantam, Manayantam, esteemed, Yat, that which, Vasudev, Lord Vasudev, Abdidam, by the name, Amananti, acknowledge, Pratak, Drista Aksha, eyes settled for introspection. Ambuja Kosham, lotus-like eye. Ishat, slightly. Unmilityantam, opened. Vibhuda, of the greatly learned sages. Udayaya, for the sake of advancement. Translation. At that time, Lord Shankarshan was meditating upon his Supreme Lord, whom the learned esteem as Lord Vasudev, but for the sake of the advancement of the great learned sages, he slightly opened his lotus-like eyes and began to speak. Text 5. Svardarni udhardyai svajata kalapar upas prishantas charano paddanam padmam yad archanti ahiraja kanya saprema nana belibir Vararta. Synonyms. Svarduni Uda, by the water of the Ganges. Ardrai, being moistened. Svajata, bunch of hairs. Kalapai, situated on the head. Upasprisanta, by so touching. Charana Upadanam, shelter of his feet. Padmam, the lotus shelter. Yet that which Acharanti, Archanti, worships. Ahi Raja, the serpent king. Kanya, daughters. Saprema, with great devotion. Nana, various. Balibi, paraphernalia. Vara Arta, being desirous of husbands. Translation. The sages came down from the highest planets down to the lower region through the water of the Ganges, and therefore the hair on their heads was wet. They touched the lotus feet of the Lord, at which are worshipped with various paraphernalia by the daughters of the Serpent King, when they desire good husbands. Purport. The Ganges water flows directly from the lotus feet of Vishnu as it runs course from the highest planet of the universe down to the lowest. The sages came down from Satyaloka by taking advantage of the flowing water, a process of transportation made possible by the power of mystic yoga. If a river flows thousands and thousands of miles, a perfect yogi can at once transport himself from one place to another simply by dipping in its water. The Ganges is the only celestial river which flows throughout the universe, and great sages travel all over the universe via this sacred river. The statement that their hair was wet indicates it was directly moistened by the water originating from the lotus feet of Vishnu, the Ganges. Whoever touches the water of the Ganges to his head surely touches the lotus feet of the Lord directly and can become free from all effects of sinful acts. After taking bath in Ganges or being washed of all sins, a man guards himself against committing further sinful acts, then certainly he is delivered. But if he again takes up sinful activities, his bath in the Ganges is as good as that of the elephant, who nicely takes his bath in a river, but later spoils the whole thing by covering himself with dust on the land. Text 6. Muhu, again and again, Granta, glorifying Vachasa by words, Anuraga, with great affection, Shkalat Padena, with symmetrical rhythm, Arya, of the Lord, Kritani, activities, Tajna, those who know the pastimes, Kirita, helmets, Shahasra, thousands, Mani Praveka, glowing effulgence of the valuable stones, Pradyotita, emanating from Udama, raised, Pana, hoods, Shahasram, thousands. Translation. The four Kumars, headed by Sanat Kumar, who knew the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, glorified their Lord in rhythmic accents with selected words full of affection and love. At that time, Lord Shankarshan, with his thousands of raised hoods, began to radiate an effulgence from the glowing stones on his head. Purport. The Lord is sometimes addressed as Uttama Shloka, which means, quote, one who is worshipped with selected words by the devotees, end quote. A profusion of such selected words comes from a devotee who is fully absorbed in affection and love for the devotional service of the Lord. There are many instances in which even a small boy who was a great devotee of the Lord could offer excellent prayers in the choicest words for glorification of the pastimes of the Lord. In other words, without the development of fine affection and love, one can offer prayers to the Lord very suitably. Text 7. Proktam kilaitad bhagavatanena nivritti dharma biratayatena sanat kumaraya sachaha prista shankhayayana yangadrita vartaya. Synonyms. Proktam, was said, Kila, certainly, etat, this, Bhagavatam mena, by Lord Shankarshan, Nivritti, renunciation, Dharma abhirataya, one to one who has taken this religious vow, tena, by him, Sanat Kumaraya, unto Sanat Kumar, sahi, cha, also, aha, said, Prista, when inquired of, Shankayanaya, unto the great sage Shankayanaya, Shankayayana, Anga, my dear Vidura, Dridivritaya, unto one who has taken such a vow. Translation. Lord Shankarshan thus spoke the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam to the great sage Sanat Kumar, who had already taken the vow of renunciation. Sanat Kumar also, in his turn, when inquired by Shankayana Muni, explained Srimad Bhagavatam as he had heard it from Shankarshan. Purport. This is the way of the Parampara system. Through Sanat Kumar, the well-known great saintly Kumar was in the perfect stage of life when he heard the message of Srimad Bhagavatam from Lord Shankarshan. Similarly, when he was questioned by Shankayana Rishi, he spoke to him the same message which he had heard from Lord Shankarshan. In other words, unless one hears from the proper authority, one cannot become a preacher. In devotional service, therefore, two items out of the nine, namely hearing and chanting, are most important. Without hearing nicely, one cannot preach the message of Vedic knowledge. Text 8. Shankhyayana Paramahamsya Mukhyo Vivekshamano Bhagavad Vibhuti Jaghadas So Smad Guruve Nivitaya Parasaratyata Brihaspatescha. Synonyms, Shankhyayana. The great sage Shankhyayana, Paramahansa Mukhya, the chief of all transcendentalists, Vivekshamana, while reciting Bhagavat Vibhuti, the glories of the Lord, Jagada, explained, Sahi Asmat Avmi, Gurave, unto the spiritual master, Anvitaya, followed, Parasharaya, unto the sage Parashara, Ata Brihaspatecha, also to Brihaspati. Translation, the great sage Shankhyayana was the chief amongst the transcendentalists, and when he was describing the glories of the Lord in terms of Srimad Bhagavatam, it so happened that my spiritual master, Parashara and Brihaspati, both heard him. Text 9. Pravachamayam sadulayalor ukto muni pulastyena puranam adyam soham tavayitad katayami vatsa shadhav lave nityam anuvrataya. Synonyms, pravacha, said, mayam, unto me, sahi, dayalu, kind-hearted, ukta, aforementioned, muni, sage, pulastyena, by the sage pulastya, puranamadya, the foremost of all the puranas, sa-aham, that also I, taba, unto you, etat, this, katayami, shall speak, vatsa, my dear son, shradalave, unto one who is faithful, nityam, always, anuvrataya, unto one who is a follower. Translation, the great sage Parashara, as aforementioned, being so advised by the great sage Pulastya, spoke unto me the foremost of the Puranas, Bhagavatam. I shall also describe this before you, my dear son, in terms of my hearing, because you are always my faithful follower. Purport. The great sage of the name Pulastya is the father of all demoniac descendants. Once upon a time, Parashara began a sacrifice in which all the demons would be burnt to death because his father had been killed and devoured by one of them. The great sage Vishishta Muni arrived at the sacrifice and requested Parashara to stop the deadly action, and because of Vishishta's position in respect to the community of sages, Parashara could not deny the request. Parashara, having stopped the sacrifice, Pulastya, the father of the demons, appreciated his brahminical temperament and gave the blessing that in the future he would be a great speaker of the Vedic literatures called the Puranas, the supplements of the Vedas. Parashara's action was appreciated by Pulastya because Parashara had forgiven the demons out of his brahminical power of forgiveness. Parashara was able to demolish all the demons in the sacrifice, but he considered, quote, demons are so made that they devour living creatures, men and animals, but why on that account should I withdraw my brahminical qualification of forgiveness, end quote. As the great speaker of the Puranas, Parashara first of all spoke on the Srimad Bhagavat Purana because it is the foremost of all the Puranas. Maitreya Muni desired to narrate the same Bhagavatam he had heard from Parashara, and Vidura was qualified to hear it because of his faithfulness and his following the instructions received from superiors. So, Srimad Bhagavatam was being narrated from time immemorial by the disciplic succession, even before the time of Vyasadeva. The so-called historians calculate the Puranas to be only a few hundred years old, but factually, the Puranas existed from time immemorial before all historical calculations by the mundaners and speculative philosophers. Text 10. Ada plutam vishvam idam tadasid yan nidra yam milita drin niyamilityat ahindra talpe dishayana deka kirtakshana sat svatmarato niriha. Synonyms, uda, water, aplutam, submerged in, vishvan, the three worlds, idam, this, tada, at that time, asit, it so remained, yat, in which, nidraya, in slumber, amilita, closed, dick, eyes, nyamilityat, not completely closed, Ihaindra, the great snake Ananta Talpe, on the bed of Adhisayana, lying on Eka alone, Kritakshana being engaged, Sva Atmarato enjoying his internal potency, Niriha, without any part of external energy. Translation. At that time, when the three worlds were submerged in water, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu was alone, lying on his bedstead. The great snake Ananta, and although he appeared to be in slumber in his own internal potency, free from the action of external energy, his eyes were not completely closed. Purport. The Lord is eternally enjoying transcendental bliss by his internal potency, whereas the external potency is suspended during the time of the dissolution of the cosmic manifestation. Text 11. Sonta Sharidre Nipita Bhuta Shukshma Kalatmikam Shaktim Udhirayana Uvasatasmin Salide Padesve Yatanalo Duruni Ruda Virya. Synonyms: Sa, the Supreme Lord, Anta, within, Sarire, in the transcendental body, Arpita, kept, Bhuta, material elements, Shukshma, subtle, Kala Atmikam, the form of time, Shaktim, energy, Udirayana, invigorating, Uvasa, resided, Tasmin, therein, Salile, in the water, Pade, in the place, Sve, his own, Yeta, as much as, Anala, fire, Daruni, in the fuel wood, Ruda Virya, submerged strength. Translation. Just like the strength of fire within firewood, the Lord remained within the water of dissolution, submerging all the living entities in their subtle bodies. He lay in the self-invigorated energy called Kala. Purport. After the three worlds, the upper, lower, and middle planetary systems merged into the water of dissolution, the living entities of all the three worlds remained in their subtle bodies by dint of the energy called Kala. In this dissolution, the gross bodies became unmanifest, but the subtle bodies existed, just like the water of the material creation. Thus, the material energy was not completely wound up as is the case in the full dissolution of the material world. Text 12. Chatur Yuganam Sahasrahasram Vapsu Svapan Shriya Ditya Svasaktya Kalakya Yasadita Kamratantro Lokan Apitan Dadrishe Svedehe. Synonyms: Chatur, 4, Yuganam, of the millenniums, Cha, also, Sahasram, 1000, Apsu, in the water, Svapan, dreaming in sleep, Svavaya, with his internal potency, Udiritaya, for further development, Svashaktya, by his own energy, Kala Akyaya, by the name Kala, Asadita, being so engaged, Karma Tantra, in the matter of fruitive activities, Lokan, the total living entities, Apitan, bluish, Dadvishe, saw it so, Svadehe, in his own body. Translation: The Lord lay down for 1,000 cycles of 4 yugas in his internal potency, and by his external energy, he appeared to be sleeping within the water. When the living entities were coming out for further development of their fruitive activities, actuated by the energy called Kalak Shakti, he saw his transcendental body as bluish. Purport. In the Vishnu Purana, Kala Shakti is mentioned as avidya. The symptom of the influence of the Kala Shakti is that one has to work in the material world for fruitive results. The fruitive workers are described in Bhagavad Gita as mudhas, or foolish. Such foolish living entities are very enthusiastic to work for some temporary benefit and within perpetual bondage. One thinks himself very clever throughout his life if he is able to leave behind him a great asset of wealth for his children, and to achieve this temporary benefit, he takes the risk of all sinful activities without knowledge that such activities will keep him perpetually bound by the shackles of material bondage. Due to this polluted mentality and due to material sins, the aggregate conformation of living entities appeared to be bluish. Such an impetus of activity for fruitive result is made possible by the dictation of the external energy of the Lord Kala. Text 13. Tasyarta shukshma binivista dishter antargato rito rajasa taniyan gunena kala nugatena vidha shushyams tadabidyata nabidesat. Synonyms: tasya, his; arta, subject; shukshma, subtle; abhinivista diste, of one whose attention was fixed; antagata, internal; arta, purpose; rajasa, by the mode of passion of material nature; taniyan, very subtle; gunena, by the qualities; kala anugatena, in due course of time; vida, agitated; sushyan, generated; tada, then; abhidyata, pierced through; nabi deshat, from the abdomen. Translation: the subtle subject matter of creation, of which the Lord's attention was fixed, was agitated by the material mode of passion, and thus the subtle form of creation pierced through his abdomen. Text 14. Satpadma kosha sahasho das tishtat kalena karma pratibodhanena svarochisa tat shalilam bishalam vidyotayan arka ivatma yoni. Synonyms: sa, that; padma kosha, bud of a lotus flower; sahasha, suddenly; adatistat, appeared; kalena, by time; karma, fruitive activities; pratibodhanena, so awakening; svarochisa, by its own effulgence; yat, tat, that; shalilam, water of devastation; vishalam, vast; vidyotayan, illuminating; arka, the sun; eva, like; atmayoni, generating from the personality of Vishnu. Translation: piercing through, the sum total form of the fruitive activity of the living entities took the shape of the bud of a lotus flower generated from the personality of Vishnu, and by his supreme will it illuminated everything like the sun and dried up the vast waters of devastation. Text 15. Ta loka padmam sa ueva Vishnu pravi vishat sarva gunava basham tasmin vya svayam veda mayo vidata svayam buvam yam sma vadanti sabut. Synonyms: tat, that; loka, of universal; padmam, lotus flower; sa, he; u, certainly; eva, factually; Vishnu, the Lord; pravivishat, entered into; sarva, all; guna ava basham, reservoir of all modes of nature; tasmin, in which; svayam, in person; vedamaya, the personality of Vedic wisdom; vidata, controller of the universe; svayam bhuvam, self-born; yam, whom; shma, in the past; vadanti, do say; sahi, abhut, generated. Translation: into that universal lotus flower, Lord Vishnu personally entered as the Supersoul, and when it was thus impregnated with all the modes of material nature, the personality of Vedic wisdom, whom we call the Self-Born, was generated. Purport: this lotus flower is the universal Virat form, or the gigantic form of the Lord in the material world. It becomes amalgamated in the personality of the Godhead Vishnu in his abdomen at the time of dissolution, and it becomes manifest at the time of creation. This is due to Garbhadakshay Vishnu, who enters into each of the universes. In this form is the sum total of all the fruitive activities of living entities conditioned by material nature, and the first of them, namely Brahma, or the controller of the universe, is generated from this lotus flower. This first-born living being, unlike all the others, has no material father, and thus he is called self-born, or Svayambhu. He goes to sleep with Narayan at the time of devastation, and when there is another creation, he is born in this way. From this description, we have the conception of three: the gross Virat form, the subtle Hiranyagarbha, and the creative material creative force, Brahma. Text 16. Tasyam chashambo ruhuk karnikayam avastito lokam apashayamana parikaramam vyomni vivreti nitras chavari lebhe nudisham mukhani. Synonyms, tasyam, in that sa, brahma, cha, and amba, water, ruhu, karnikayan, whorl of the lotus, avastita, being situated, lokam, the world, upasramana, without being able to see, parikraman, circumambulating, vyomni, in space, vivrete netra, while moving the eyes, chatvari, four, nebhe, achieved, anudisham, in terms of direction, mukhani, heads. Translation, Brahma, born out of the lotus flower, could not see the world, although he was situated in the whorl. He therefore circumambulated all of space, and while moving his eyes in all directions, he achieved four heads in terms of the four directions. Text 17, Tasmad yuganta shrasana vagruna jalormi chakrad shalilad virudam upashita kanjam lokal tatvam natmanam adhavidad adideva. Synonyms, tasmat, from there, yuganta, at the end of the millennium, shvasana, the air of devastation, avagurna, because of the movement, jala, water, urmi chakrat, out of the circle of waves, shalilat, from the water, virudam, situated on them, upashrita, having the shelter of, kanjam, the lotus flower, in astonishment, loka tatvam, the mystery of creation, not, atmanam, himself, ada, perfectly, avidat, could understand, adidev, the first demigod. Translation, Lord Brahma, situated in that lotus, could not perfectly understand the creation, the lotus, or himself. At the end of the millennium, the air of devastation began to move the water and the lotus in great circular waves. Purport, Lord Brahma was perplexed about his creation, the lotus, and the world, even though he tried to understand them for one millennium, which is beyond calculation in the solar years of human beings. No one, therefore, can know the mystery of the creation and cosmic manifestation simply by mental speculation. The human being is so limited in his capacity that without the help of the Supreme, he can hardly understand the mystery of the will of the Lord in terms of creation, continuance, and destruction. Text 18. Ka'esha yosav aham abja prista etat kutuvabjam ananyad apsu asti hi adhastad iha kanchinaitad adhitam yatra satanubhavyam. Synonyms, ka, who, esha, this, ya asoham, that I am, abja priste, on top of the lotus, etat, this, kuta, where from, va, either, abjam, the lotus flower, anayat, otherwise, apshu, in the water, asti, there is, he, certainly, adastat, from below, iha, in this, kinchana, anything, etat, this, adisitam, situated, yatra, wherein, sata, automatically, nu, or not, bhavyam, must be. Translation, Lord Brahma, in his ignorance, contemplated, quote, who am I that am situated on the top of this lotus? Wherefrom has it sprouted? There must be something downwards, and from that which this lotus has grown must be within the water. Purport, the subject matter of the speculations of Brahma in the beginning regarding the creation of the cosmic manifestation is still a subject matter for mental speculators. The most intelligent man is he who tries to find the cause of his personal existence and that of the whole cosmic creation, and thus tries to find the ultimate cause. If his attempt is properly executed with penance and perseverance, it is sure to be crowned with success. Text 19. Sa itam uviksha tad abja nala nadibir antarjalam avishesha narvagatas tat karanala nala nabhim vichintvams tad avindataja. Synonyms, sa, he, Brahma, itam, in this way, udviksha, contemplating, tat dat abja lotus nala stem nadibi by the pipe antajalam within the water avivesha entered into na not arvakata in spite of going inside tat karanala the stem of the lotus nala pipe nabim of the navel vichinvan thinking much of it tat that anvidata understood aja the self-born. Translation. Lord Brahma, thus contemplating, entered the water through the channel of the stem of the lotus. But in spite of entering the stem and going nearer to the navel of Vishnu, he could not trace out the root. Purport. By dint of one's personal endeavor, one may go nearer to the Lord, but without the Lord's mercy, one cannot reach the ultimate point. Such understanding of the Lord is possible only by devotional service, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 18:55. Bhakti mam abhijananti yavanyas shasmi tatvata. Text 20. Tamasi upare viduratma sargam vichinvato bhut samaham trividemi yodeha bhajam bayam irayana parikshinoti ayur ajasaheti. Synonyms. Tamasi apare, because of an ignorant way of searching, Vidura, O Vidura, Atmasargam, the cause of his creation, Vichinvata, while contemplating, Abhut, it so became, Sumahan, very great, Trimnemi, time in three dimensions, Ya, which, Deha Bhajam, of the embodied, Bhayam, fearlessness, or fearfulness, Iranaya, generating, Parikshninoti, diminishing the 100 years, ayu, duration of life, ajasya, of the self-born, heti, the wheel of eternal time. Translation. O Vidura, while searching in that way about his existence, Brahma reached his ultimate time, which is the eternal wheel in the hand of Vishnu, which generates fear in the mind of the living entity, like the fear of death. Text 21. Tato nirito pratila bhav kama Shradishnyam asadya punasa deva sanar jitasvasa nivritta chito nyasina dad aruda samadhi noga. Synonyms. Tata, thereafter, nivritta, retired from that endeavor, apratilabdha kama, without achievement of the desired destination, shradishnyam, own seat, asadya, reaching, Puna again, Sahi Deva, the demigod, Shanai, without delay, Jita Svasa, controlling the breathing, Nivritta, retired, Chitta, intelligence, Nyad Siddhat, sat down, Aruda, in confidence, Samadhi Yoga, in meditation on the Lord. Translation. Thereafter, being unable to achieve the desired destination, he retired from such searching and came back again to the top of the lotus. Thus, controlling all objectives, he concentrated his mind on the Supreme Lord. Purport. Samadhi involves concentrating the mind upon the supreme cause of all, even if one is unaware of whether his actual nature is personal, impersonal, or localized. Concentration of the mind on the supreme is certainly a form of devotional service. To cease from personal sense endeavors and to concentrate on the supreme is a sign of self-surrender, and when self-surrender is present, that is a sure sign of devotional service. Each and every living entity needs to engage in devotional service to the Lord if he wishes to understand the ultimate cause of his existence. Text 22. Kalena soja purushayu shabi parvritta yogena viruda bodha shrayam tadantar hridaye babanta baratam upasyata pasyata yanna purvam. Synonyms. Kalena, in due course of time, sahi, Aja, the self-born Brahma, Purasha Ayusa, by the duration of his age, Abhi Pravritta, being engaged, Yogena, in meditation, Viruda, developed Bodha, intelligence, Swayam, automatically, Tatantarideye, in the heart, Avabhatam, manifested, Upasyata, saw, Upasyata, did see, Yat, which, na, not, Purvam, before. Translation. At the end of Brahma's 100 years, when his meditation was complete, he developed the required knowledge, and as a result, he could see in his heart the Supreme within himself, whom he could not see before, with the greatest endeavor. Purport. The Supreme Lord can be experienced only through the process of devotional service, and not by one's personal endeavor in mental speculation. The age of Brahma is calculated in terms of Divya years, which are distinct from the solar years of human beings. The Divya years are calculated in the Bhagavad Gita 8.17, Sahasrayuga Paryantam Aharyad Brahmano Vidu. Brahma's one day is equal to 1,000 times the aggregate of four yugas, calculated to be 4,300,000 years. On that basis, Brahma meditated for 100 years before he could understand the supreme cause of all causes, and then he wrote the Brahma Samhita, which is approved and recognized by Lord Chaitanya, and in which he sings, Govinda Madhi Prusham Tamaham Bhajami. When asked to wait for the mercy of the Lord before one can either render service unto him or know him as he is. Text 23. Mrinala Garyata Shesha Boga Prayanka Ekam Purusham Sayanam Fanata Patra Yuta Murdharatna Dubir Hata Dvanta Yuganta Toye. Synonyms: Mrinala, lotus flower, gore, white all over. Ayata, gigantic. Sheshaboga, body of Seshanag. Prayanke, on the bed. Ekam, alone. Purusham, the supreme person. Sayanam, was lying. Fana Uttapatra, umbrella of a serpent hood. Ayuta, bedecked with. Murdha, head. Ratna, jewels. Dubi, by the rays. Hanta Dvanta, darkness dissipated. Yuganta, devastation, toye, in the water. Translation: Brahma could see on the water there was a gigantic lotus-like white bedstead, the body of Sheshanag, on which the personality of Godhead was lying alone. The whole atmosphere was illuminated by the rays of the jewels bedecking the hood of Sheshanag, and that illumination dissipated all the darkness of those regions. Text 24. Preksham kshipantam harito paladre sandhyabra niver uru rukma murdhana ratno dadharar ro sadhi samanasya vanasrajo vena bujan gri pangre. Synonyms: Preksham, the panorama, kshipantam, deriding, harita, green, upala, coral, adre, of the hill, sandhya abra, nivde, of the dress of the evening sky, uru, great, rukma, gold, murdna, on the summit, ratna, jewels, urudara, waterfalls, ushadi, herbs, shomanasya, of the scenery, Vana Shraja, lotus flower garland, Vena, dressed, Buhu, hands, Angripa, trees, Angre, legs. Translation: the luster of the transcendental body of the Lord mocked the beauty of the coral mountain. The coral mountain was very beautifully dressed by the evening sky, but the yellow dress of the Lord mocked its beauty. There is gold on the summit of the mountain, but the Lord's helmet, bedecked with jewels, mocked it. The mountains, waterfalls, herbs, etc., with a panorama of flowers, seemed like garlands, but the Lord's gigantic body and his hands and legs, decorated with jewels, pearls, tulsi leaves, and flower garlands, mocked the scene on the mountain. Purport. The panoramic beauty of nature, which strikes one with wonder, may be taken as a perverted reflection of the transcendental body of the Lord. One who is therefore attracted by the beauty of the Lord is no longer attracted by the beauty of material nature, although he does not minimize its beauty. In Bhagavad Gita 2.59, it is described that one who is attracted by Param, the Supreme, is no longer attracted by anything inferior. Text 25. Ayamato vistrata svamana dayena lokatraya Sangrahena Vichitra Divyabharanam Shukhanam Kitasya Pachita de Vishadeham. Synonyms. Ayatmata, by length. Vistarata, by breadth. Svamana, by his own measurement. Dahena, by the transcendental body. Lokatraya, the three upper, middle, and lower planetary systems. Sangrahena, by total absorption. Vichitra, variegated. Divya, transcendental. Abharana, Amshukanam, rays of the ornaments. Krita Shishya, Apshita, beauty created by those dresses and ornaments. Vesha, dressed. Deham, transcendental body. Translation. His transcendental body, unlimited in length and breadth, occupied the three planetary systems, upper, middle, and lower. His body was self-illuminated by unparalleled dress and variegatedness, and was properly ornamented. Purport. The length and breadth of the transcendental body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead could only be measured by his own measurement, because he is all-pervading throughout the complete cosmic manifestation. The beauty of material nature is due to his personal beauty, yet he is always magnificently dressed and ornamented to prove his transcendental variegatedness, which is so important in the advancement of spiritual knowledge. Text 26. Pumsa svakarmaya vivikta margar ubyarchatam kama durghangri padmam pradarsh shayantam kripaya nakandu mayukta binhe nan guli charupatram. Synonyms. Pumsam, of the human being, svakarmaya, according to the desire, vivikta margai, by the path of devotional service, abhyachartam, worshipped, kama duga angri padmam, the lotus feet of the Lord, which can reward all desired fruits, pradar shayantam, while showing them, kripaya, by causeless mercy, nakha, nails, indu, moon-like, mayuka, rays, bina, divided, anguli, figures, charupatram, very beautiful. Translation. The Lord showed his lotus feet by raising them. His lotus feet are the source of all awards achieved by devotional service free from material contamination. Such awards are for those who worship him in pure devotion. The splendor of the transcendental nails or rays from his moon-like toenails and fingernails appear like the petals of a flower. Purport. The Lord fulfills the desires of everyone just as one desires. Pure devotees are interested in achieving the transcendental service of the Lord, which is none different from him. Therefore, the Lord is the only desire of the pure devotees, and devotional service is the only spotless process for achieving his favor. Srila Rupa Goswami says in his Bhakti Dasamrita Sindhu 1.1.11 that pure devotional service is jnanakarmadi anavritam. Pure devotional service is without any tinge of speculative knowledge and fruitive activities. Such devotional service is able to award the pure devotee the highest result, namely, direct association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. According to the Gopala Tapani Upanishad, the Lord showed one of the many thousands of petals of his lotus feet. It is said, Brahmano sav anavaratam me diata stuta parar dante so buddhyata gopa vesho me purastat avirbhabhuva. After penetrating for millions of years, Lord Brahma could understand the transcendental form of the Lord as Sri Krishna in the dress of a cowherd boy, and thus he recorded his experience in the Brahma Samhita in the famous prayer, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamham Bhajami. Text 27. Mukhena Lokarti Hara Smitena Paris Purat Kundala Manditena Sonayitan Nadara Bimba Basha Pratharaya Hayantam Sunasena Subruva. Synonyms. Mukhena, by a gesture of the face. Lokarti Hara, vanquisher of the distress of the devotees. Smitena by smiling. Parisputa, dazzling. Kundala, earrings. Manditena, decorated with Sonayitena, acknowledging Antara of his lips. Bimba, reflection, basa, rays. Pratyaharyantam, reciprocating. Sunasena, by his pleasing nose. Subruva, and pleasing eyebrows. Translation: he also acknowledged the service of the devotees and vanquished their distress by his beautiful smile. The reflection of his face, decorated with earrings, was so pleasing because it dazzled with the rays from his lips and the beauty of his nose and eyebrows. Purport: devotional service to the Lord is very much obliging to him. There are many transcendentalists in different fields of spiritual activity, but devotional service to the Lord is unique. Devotees do not ask anything from the Lord in exchange for their service. Even the most desirable liberation is refused by the devotees, although offered by the Lord. Thus, the Lord becomes a kind of debtor to the devotees, and he can only try to repay the devotee's service with his ever-enchanting smile. The devotees are ever satisfied by the smiling face of the Lord, and they become enlivened. And by seeing the devotees so enlivened, the Lord himself is further satisfied. So, there is a continuous transcendental competition between the Lord and his devotees by such reciprocation of service and acknowledgement. Text 28. Kadamba Kinjalka Pishanga Vasana Shvalang Kritam Mekalaya Nitambe Harena Chananta Danena Vatsa Shivatsa Vaksha Stalavalabena. Synonyms: Kadamba Kinjalka, saffron dust of the Kadamba flower. Pishanga, dress of the color. Vasana, by clothing. Su Alankritam, well decorated. Mekhalaya, by the belt. Nitambe, on the waist. Harena, by the garland. Cha, also. Ananta, highly. Danena, valuable. Vatsa, my dear Vidura. Shivatsa, of the transcendental marking. Vaksha, stala, on the chest. Valabena, very pleasing. Translation: oh, my dear Vidura, the Lord's waist was covered with yellow cloth resembling the saffron dust of the Kadamba flower, and was encircled by a well-decorated belt. His chest was decorated with the Shivats marking and a necklace of unlimited value. Text 29. Parardya Kadurya Mani Praveka Paryasta Dordanda Shahasra Shankam Avyakta Mulam Bhavanangri Pendram Ahindra Bogar Adivita Valsam. Synonyms: Parardya, very valuable. Kerura, ornaments. Mani Praveka, highly valuable jewels. Paryasta, disseminating. Dordanda, arms. Shahasra Shakam, with thousands of branches. Avyakta Mulam, self-situated. Bhuvana, universal. Angripa, trees. Indram, the Lord. Ahi Indra, Anantadev. Bogai, by hoods. Adivita, surrounded, balsam, shoulders. Translation: as a sandalwood tree is decorated with fragrant flowers and branches, the Lord's body was decorated with valuable jewels and pearls. He was the self-situated tree, the Lord of all others in the universe. And as a sandalwood tree is covered with many snakes, so the Lord's body was also covered by the hoods of Ananta. Purport: the word avyakta mulam is significant here. Generally, no one can see the roots of a tree. But as far as the Lord is concerned, he is the root of himself, because there is no other separate cause of his standing but he himself. In the Vedas, it is said that the Lord is shvashrayashraya. He is his own support, and there is no other support for him. Therefore, avyakta means that the Supreme Lord is himself and no one else. Text 30. Chara Chara Ko Bhagavan Mahidram Ahindra Bandum Shalilo Pagupdam Kerita Shahasra Hiranya Shringam Avir Bhavat Kostuba Ratna Garbam. Synonyms: Chara, moving animals; Achara, unmoving trees; Oka, the place or situation; Bhagavat, the personality of Godhead; Mahidram, the mountain; Ihaindra or Ahiindra; Sri Anantadev; Bandum, friend; Shalila, water; Upagudam, submerged; Kerita, helmets; Shahasra, thousands; Hiranya, gold; Shingam, peaks; Avir Bhavat, manifested; Kashtuba, the Kashtuba jewel; Ratnagarbham, ocean. Translation: like a great mountain, the Lord stands as the abode for all moving and non-moving living entities. He is the friend of the snakes, because Lord Ananta is his friend. As a mountain has thousands of golden peaks, so the Lord is seen with the thousands of golden helmeted hoods of Anantanag. And as a mountain is sometimes filled with jewels, so also his transcendental body was fully decorated with valuable jewels. As mountains are sometimes submerged in the ocean water, so the Lord is sometimes submerged in the water of devastation. Text 31. Nivitam anaya madhu vratashriya shrakirti maya vanamalaya harim shirendu vayagni agam mam tri dharmabi parikramat pra dhanikar duras sadam. Synonyms: nivitam, being so enclosed; anaya, Vedic wisdom; madhuvrata shriya, sweet sound and beauty; svakirti maya, by his own glories; vanamalaya, flower garland; hadim, unto the Lord; Surya, the sun; Indu, the moon; Vayu, the air; Agni, the fire; Agamam, unapproachable; Tri Dharmibi, by the three planetary systems; Parikramat, circumambulating; Pradhanikai, for fighting; Durasadam, very difficult to reach. Translation: Lord Brahma, thus looking up upon the Lord in the shape of a mountain, concluded that he was Hari, the personality of Godhead. He saw that the garland of flowers on his chest glorified him with Vedic wisdom and sweet songs and looked very beautiful. He was protected by the Sudarshan wheel for fighting, and even the sun, moon, fire, etc. could not have access to him. Text 32. Tarhi eva tanna bishara sharojam atmanam amba shvashanam viyachcha Dadarsha Devo Jagata Vidyata Nata Param Loka Visharga Drishti. Synonyms: Tarhi, therefore; Eva, certainly; Tat, his; Nabi, navel; Sara, lake; Sharojam, lotus flower; Atmanam, Brahma; Umba, the devastating water; Shvashanam, the drying air; Viat, the sky; Cha, also; Dadarsha, looked upon; Deva, demigod; Jagata, of the universe; Vidata, maker of the destination; Na, not; Atta, param, beyond; Loka, Visharga, creation of the cosmic manifestation; Drishti, glance. Translation: when Lord Brahma, the maker of the universal destination, thus saw the Lord, he simultaneously glanced over creation. Lord Brahma saw the lake of the Lord's in Lord Vishnu's navel, and the lotus flower, as well as the devastating water, the drying air, and the sky. All became visible to him. Text 33. Sakarma bijam rajaso parakta praja shishri kshan iad eva drishtva ashtod visharga bimukhas tamidyam avyakta vartmani abdi vesh sitatma. Synonyms: sahi, Brahma; karma, bijam, seed of worldly activities; rajasa, aparikta, initiated by the mode of passion; praja, living entities; shikshiksan, willing to create progeny; iat, all the five causes of creation, Eva Das Drisva, looking on, Astot, prayed for, Bisharga, the creation after the creation by the Lord, Abhimukha, toward Tam, that, Idiom, worshipable, Avyakta, transcendental, Vartmani, on the path of, Abhiveshita, fixed, Atma, mind. Translation. Lord Brahma, being thus surcharged with the mode of passion, became inclined to create, and after seeing the five causes of creation indicated by the personality of Godhead, he began to offer his respectful prayers on the path of the creative mentality. Purport. Even if one is in the material mode of passion to create something in the world, he has to take shelter of the Supreme for the necessary energy. That is the path of the successful termination of any attempt. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the third canto, eighth chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, Manifestation of Brahma from Garbhadakshayi Vishnu.